Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears back with you. Thanks with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday night. I'm trying to give advice during the break, folks. It doesn't go over well every time here. It's 13 minutes past the hour on Friday the 13th. That's bad. 75 degrees, partly sunny skies. Is the sun still out?
No.
No, it's not partly sunny anymore. But we're on the air here taking your phone call, 740-751-4038. I was trying to give advice. Apparently, it was unwarranted, so I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Well, my life is just kind of busy right now. I just have a lot going on, so it's just busy. I can't help that. I have stuff I need to do. My son comes home in a week, and I got to get my house ready. And
right, but I think you're overly stressed here. I'm just trying to alleviate your stress, but it seems like everything I say is wrong.
Well, maybe it is.
Well, you wouldn't be the first one to say that.
Well,
I won't have this kind of talk when I'm in the mausoleum. It'll be much quieter in there.
Your thinking and my thinking are just totally different.
We're not having different thinking here. I think the problem is you have a problem, and I'm trying to give you a solution to the problem, and you're saying, I can't do that. But then I say, well, okay, well, then do plan B, and then you say, I can't do plan B. So to me, the problem is not going to get solved, so why worry about it?
Listen, I need some energy to get my house ready, and
you can pay people to do that. You want me to pay? I'll pay to have somebody come over and do this work.
Okay.
Done. All right. Who's on the cheap?
Like you're trying to find somebody to mow your yard
right,
for 20 bucks.
Right. I can talk them down.
You don't think that them coming over to your house, unloading a mower.
I got it done.
You don't. How much did you pay him?
That's between me and the lawnmower man.
But, I mean, I can mow your yard in like 10 minutes.
I have a mower
at my house.
Yeah, but I can't ask you to mow my lawn.
I mean, if I was strong enough to put it in my car, I would put it in my car.
I will mow my yard. It's just right now, I'm...
Well, no, you don't need to mow your yard right now. But I'm just saying. But I know you want things done on the cheap.
No, not on the cheap. I just think a yard my size with no fence is not $45.
Right. No, I would not pay somebody $45 to mow the yard.
Herein lies the problem.
But I just think, you know, it's work for people to load up a mower, unload a mower for like 10 bucks. I mean, yeah, if you had a neighbor kid come down and be like, hey, I'll mow your yard for 10 bucks. Oh, that would be great. You know, that would be fine for them to mow for 10 bucks because your yard is probably about worth 10 bucks.
Now, isn't this interesting, though, because I had a problem this week that my yard was really looking bad on Mother's Day. Probably, my neighbors keep their yard bad, too, so mine doesn't really show off all that bad. So I said, I got to get this taken care of, and there was a price I didn't want to pay, so I got it taken care of. So I should be your problem solver. I know how to get it done. Go ahead, caller. Problem solver here. What's your problem?
I am the problem solver. Good evening. This is Pastor Craig.
Oh, Pastor, how are you? The mausoleum and the porta potty are the talk of the day.
Yes, they are. But now I've moved on to other things.
All right. But did you hear the door was hanging wide open today? I mean, this is horrible. I tell you. It's a whole thing down there.
All right. So let me say this. As far as anybody who is in the business of grass, you know, grass cutting, lawn maintenance, whatever, they have to have a certain minimum charge to drive their equipment there, unload it, cut your grass, and then move on to the next one. So I understand if you're getting quotes, you know, that are $45, $50, $65, $70, I understand that. But here's what I personally will do for you. I will cut your grass tomorrow, not Saturday, Sunday, after the radio show and after I've been to church, I will cut your grass and I will do it for no charge.
Well, my grass is actually good. I finally got somebody to come over. But boy, I appreciate that. Now see, that's friendly people right there. I appreciate that. But here, and I understand these mower people, but here's my dilemma on this whole thing. Come the end of June, I'll be back in action. I can mow my yard. It's a tiny little, you've seen my yard, it's tiny. And
yes, I have.
Yeah, and I'll be fine to do it. And so I got like this 2 month period of hang up. And it just seems to me like $45 to do this yard is a little steep. Because normally I would just mow it myself.
Right. I understand that. I mean, if I was in your situation, that is a little bit steep. But I also see it from the standpoint of somebody who makes their living from... It's different than a high school kid that wants to make a little bit of money versus somebody who makes their living from doing it. So, I will tell you this. The next 2 months, I will come and cut your grass at no charge.
Well, I appreciate that. I will let you know. My yard doesn't grow all that fast for some reason. I have very hard soil. I think I live on a nuclear reactor site or something.
Well, you're pretty close to the whole river valley situation. So yeah, you might be sitting on something like that.
Well, you know, I tried to grow tomatoes last year, and it was a whole episode. Even trying to just dig the hole to plant the tomatoes was quite an episode. I'll let you know if it when it grows up again, and I appreciate that. But see, I hate to inconvenience people because it is such a small job, and I just don't know. When did grass cutting become so pricey? Well, I didn't know this was such I should get in that business. I'm thinking about hanging up the headphones here and getting a lawnmower.
Look at gas prices.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, I know three different people that in the last 2 years, they've quit their full-time jobs and they've gone to the grass cutting business. I mean, there's a lot out there and you can make good money, but in all seriousness, I mean, I'm serious, Scott. From now until that time when you can cut it, I will cut your grass at no charge.
Well, I appreciate that. I will let you know when it... Because, you know, I am not one of those fanatics about the yard. I just like it to be cut. Matter of fact, when the guy cut it this last time, I said, cut it as low as you can cut it. And it looked good, I think, right? Now, what do you think, Anne? Do you think my yard looked good?
Yeah, it looks okay.
Yeah, it looks good,
I mean,
right?
The dandelion... Everybody's having the dandelion issues right at the moment because they grow like crazy.
Well, I appreciate it, Pastor, and I will let you know when the grass starts to grow again. But what's coming up Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, it's going to be a question and answer. And then the following Sunday, I'm actually going to have a Christian brother. I'm going to do an interview with him live on the air, and that would be Nate Redmond.
Oh, really? Nate's going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Yes, he's going to be on there next week. This Sunday, the 15th, or whatever it is. I think it's the 15th. Yeah, the 15th will be question and answer. And then the 22nd is going to be Nate Redmond.
So Nate's going to tell his... You know, Nate always wears a cross. And it's interesting because I've never really talked to him about that. So it'll be interesting to hear his story.
Yes, it will be interesting. And, you know, that's the thing I've found, you know, over the years that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a big celebrity, if you've been well-known or not, or you're just an average common guy, everybody has a story.
That's right, and it's good you're bringing those stories out and doing it with some of the station people. So that'll be 9:10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Study his word right on this station. And also, don't forget the pastor's show with Nate and possibly Terry Tackett at this point. We really don't know, but it's 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. Depends on what the mood is.
If it's only Nate and I, we will carry the show. If Terry shows up, it'll be a show. But if he doesn't, you know, Nate and I will carry it.
It'll still work. Thanks, Pastor, for everything.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. Now, see, I had another problem there. Problem solved. I think that's why I do this show, just to solve my problems.
Maybe that's what I need is a show to solve my problems.
See, this is what I'm talking about with the thank you cards and being through this whole mess that I've been through this year. The people's kindness to me, you know, how you don't forget that. What things people have done and things people have said and cards that they've sent. And I guess that's why I talk about it a lot. I am genuinely surprised. I didn't, you know, who knew people cared?
Well, I think
I can be a little difficult sometimes.
I think a lot of people care. I don't know why you think people wouldn't care.
No, I mean, I assume that people care, but to the length that people will go out of their way to help you, to offer to mow your lawn, to send you cards, to write notes in them, to tell you personal stories, to clip cartoons out of the paper that you might like, to send gift cards, to call you on the phone and tell you there. The other day, I don't know if I said it on the air or not, I probably did, somebody I work with at the radio station, long time, I didn't go around and tell everybody at the radio station what was going on with me. I think they found out exactly what was going on with me this past week, called me at home, talked to me for probably 45 minutes, told me about their personal experiences. It was just, and they just wanted to know that I was strong. Did I need anything? I mean, that's very, I don't know. It's just, it's a very, I don't know, genuine thing. I don't know. I'll never be able to fully express the kindnesses that I have received over this. And it's nice because, to be honest with you, it's not the most fun thing in the world, but I have not been that ill. And I know people, I don't know if people think I'm just saying that, but I mean, when I say that, I really haven't. I've been very, very lucky.
Yeah, you've done really well. I mean, you've had a couple little episodes, but you've been really, I mean, for the most part, pretty good.
And I'm almost done.
Almost.
Almost done. So, yes, it's just very nice. But phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But I was going to say today, but I thought this was rude. But, you know, hey, at this point, who cares? There are certain people I'm glad I don't have to see anymore. Yeah, it sounds awful to come out of your mouth. But there are certain people who I was seeing on a regular basis that I don't have to see anymore because of this situation that I'm kind of glad that I don't have to see them anymore.
That could be mean.
It could be mean. I don't mean it mean. I think it was a little... It's just nice not to have that bother in your life at this point. You don't know who I'm talking about. I know you think you do. But what are your problems?
My problems?
Yes.
I don't know. I have a lot of... I need a handyman.
I'm not handy?
Well, do you ever come over to my house?
Yes, I was over not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, I had you come over for an hour, so you sat on my couch and watched me fold laundry.
Well, did you ask me to do anything?
Well, no, I didn't want you to do anything, but I said just come over and you can watch me do laundry.
I kept the dogs entertained. The dogs like when I come over.
They do. So, but...
I like to do things.
Yeah, I just need a handyman. I need somebody to do some work around my house for me.
Yeah, well, it'll get done.
And my mom needs somebody to come over to her house, too. We both need...
I mean, you need, like, what, gutters cleaned out?
Oh, we both have a list of things.
Well, let me get back to July, and I'll come over and do...
You know how to fix my sink?
Oh, yeah.
Can you replace my sink? My plumbing underneath my sink? It's been leaking for 6 years.
Oh, yeah, I have a ratchet.
Okay. Yeah, when I moved into the house, the right side of my sink has been leaking since I moved in, and they had just put new plumbing in, and it has been leaking since. So I have to keep a towel underneath my sink, and I don't use the right side of my sink, but it's just, you know, every once in a while water will get down and then everything gets wet underneath my sink, and it's just a big mess, and it's kind of gross, and it's a big mess. My other side of the sink works just fine.
You should put a bucket under there.
Well, it leaks down. I don't know how to describe it, but so I actually had somebody come over to my house and said that they would fix this stuff, and then they never did. So I've actually had 3 people say that they would help me, and then they don't ever show back up.
You know, if you asked me to do something, I'd be right there.
I know you would help me.
And your mom, too. If she would ask me to do anything, I'd be right there.
I know, but I know there's certain things that you probably don't know how to do. So it's okay. You're like my dad. My dad was not, you know, he was radio man, like you, radio man. But I don't know if he fixed a lot of stuff.
No, but I mean, if there are, like, what, give me, like, what's a task? Aside from this plumbing issue, because I don't know too many people who know plumbing. So tell me about an issue.
Well, I need my dishwasher screwed back up. Somehow it has come, like, unscrewed. And it's been like that for over a year now.
Why? If I have the tools, like a screwdriver and some screws, I can do that.
But when they put, my house was a flip. And when they flipped my house, it wasn't a good flip. And, you know, you don't realize it until you're in there living. And... you know, all my cabinet shelves are falling out, and it's just, I have 2 doors, both doors to my screen, I have like a mudroom, but I have a door in and door out. Both my doors are completely broken. I mean, they shut, but they're broke, so I need to replace my doors. There's just certain things I need to do. I need to get new blinds. All my blinds, because my cats, they have destroyed my blinds, so I need to get a different type of blind so the cats can't get in them. So, but I need help measuring them, because I don't want to do it wrong.
Well, the month of July, the week after the fair, we'll just start knocking these projects out.
Oh, and listen, my back patio, the wood, like, I don't know if they just put the wood down, they didn't treat the wood, but my wood is rotten now, so you step on my back porch, and there's holes in my back porch.
Well, like this, since I've
been... Because the wood is rotten.
Well, since I've been home, I've got my garbage disposal replaced, my sink fixed, my dishwasher fixed, I've changed the filter on my air conditioner and heater, I've got the yard mowed, you know, I've got my... I had a toilet that was on the fritz, I got it fixed.
But you were able to have a handyman do that stuff.
Me. I'm handy.
I don't think so.
No, it starts with me. You go, hey, my sink is leaking. Uh-huh. Somebody get down here and fix this.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, everybody needs a good handyman. I know somebody who would clean for you. I used to have a lady who came and cleaned my house, and she's still, I think she's still alive, and she likes to do that stuff. She's a clean freak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And she's, like, not a company. She just does it on the side.
Yeah.
I'll get her for you. I'll get you her number.
Okay. Are you going to pay for it, too?
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
Okay.
I'll call her up. She would do anything for me. Her and I are like peanut butter and, well, I don't like peanut butter, so we're like peanut butter and something that would go with peanut butter that's good, which I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740.
Like broccoli and cheese.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
I love broccoli and cheese. I could eat that for every meal. I broccoli cheese soup, broccoli cheese raw. I just like broccoli and cheese steamed. You name it, I like it. Fix that for any meal, and I'm there. That and pork chops.
Pork chops.
Yeah, I haven't had pork chops since New Year's Day.
Oh. Yeah.
740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, and you know what else I need? I need my house. I really need somebody to help me, what do you call it? I need to put mulch down or something in my front yard. But now I would pay, I would like to pay somebody to do that because my back nowadays does not like bending over, pulling weeds, but I have a thistle problem in my yard.
Didn't I hook you up with a mulch man?
Yeah, and I messaged him 2 weeks ago, and then he said he would get back with me, and he never did.
I think he went on vacation or got married or something.
Oh, you think? Well, why wouldn't he tell me that?
I'll send him a note. I'll get that put back on the agenda.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was, it's been over 2 weeks.
No, I'll get to him. I'll find him.
So.
We'll see what's going on there. All righty. Go ahead.
So, you like broccoli. Have you ever had broccoli rob?
Has anybody robbed my broccoli?
R-A-B-E, broccoli rob.
Oh, broccoli rob. What is that?
Rob or rob?
You never heard of broccoli rob? Andy, have you ever heard of it?
Rob, R-A-V. You ever heard of
it? R-A-B-E.
V-E.
No, I don't.
Have you heard of it?
What is broccoli rave?
Oh, it's just rob.
I bet if you eat too much broccoli rave, you probably got to go down to the mausoleum.
Have you ever heard of it?
And you haven't heard of it, have you?
No.
No.
It's a vegetable. It's like broccoli, only the floret part is big, and you eat the floret and the stem.
Well, I would do that. I mean, but I want it in some kind of cheese. Not that government cheese, either.
Government cheese.
Hey, I got a phone call today. You'll be surprised to know this. I got a call from Miamisburg, Ohio.
Oh, about the Pickle Festival?
Well, they want me to be the Grand Marshal of the Pickle Festival.
That is a high honor.
I know.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, you're not.
I had to turn him down.
Are you ever serious, Andrew?
I couldn't. I told him I was busy
serious.
That day. I couldn't do it, but they wanted to make me head pickle.
Are they going to give you a pickle suit?
They might.
Pickle suit. Well, just deal with it.
Now, do they have a mausoleum over in Miamisburg?
I don't know, but if they do, do you think there's a cracker sitting out front of it?
I don't know. I hope so, because that's the new thing. Now, have you driven by it now?
Yeah, yes, and I was always blatantly unaware of it until you made such a big production about it, and now I can't stop looking at it.
See?
And I don't think it's really on the marble. Unless they've moved it from where you thought it was, I just went to Panda Express for dinner, and I looked everywhere, and it's like right there at the edge of the Del Taco.
Yeah, but don't you see, today our dear listener, Phyllis, was out there having a high old time on Route 95, beautiful day, and she glanced over there and the door's hanging wide open on the thing.
That's terrible. Could you imagine if you were in there and that happened?
Well, I'm just saying, this is one of those norms in society. You don't put, like, if somebody put a porta potty on President Harding's, memorial, people would have a problem with that.
But as I said, it's not smack dab. I don't even really think it's on the mausoleum property. It's as close as you could probably get to it without being on there, but it's like right at the edge of the bell pocket. I don't, like you said, though, I mean, with being so close to 95, man, that'd be crazy if somebody went by there and hit that thing.
Now, here's the thing. Now, let's take it all in perspective. Let's say you're going east. Because that most likely that's the lane you're going to be in. The other lane's going west. So you're going to hit that thing going east. Now, where's all that going to end up when you hit that going east?
It's not going to be a good situation, that's for sure.
It's going to end up right on the mausoleum. And
That would be kind of embarrassing even to have people drive by and see you get in there. I mean, I would want a little more privacy than that.
I'm just saying, all months, this is the Memorial Day month. More people are probably visiting that mausoleum this month than any other month of the year.
Well, when nature calls, you got to answer. But I think maybe it would have been in their way. You know, if they would have put it out back, maybe that would have been, like, in the way of construction or something.
The only reason I'm making a big deal of this is because I think sometimes we're too serious, and there are a lot of serious things going on in the world, and then I think this is just one of those oddities, and I'm a curious person, much like the pink boxes and the why are donut boxes pink?
Yeah, did
pink?
You ever give us the answer to that?
No, nobody's even given a guess. I mean,
if I take a stab at it, then will you tell us what it was?
I will. If you give me an honest to goodness
guess. Breast cancer awareness?
No, but that's...
Okay, at least I tried. I mean, that was like a...
No.
That was a dumbest answer I could have given.
No, it wasn't a dumb answer. It was just not the correct answer.
No, and I didn't think it would be. Now, cut to the chase.
No, here's what it is. Here's why, and this is fascinating. Here's why donut boxes are pink. When the Cambodian refugees came here...
Fuck!
Who are you angry at? You want to know the story, and then you don't even want me to tell the story.
All I know is just... Okay, back to Cambodia.
When the Cambodian refugees came here in the early 1900s, it was hard for them to get a job, but they needed to get work. So a lot of them were... Cambodia, there's a lot of donuts. They know how to make donuts. So they opened up donut shops, and they had to get boxes to put them out in, and pink boxes were cheaper than white boxes. So they've used pink boxes, and it became a norm to have a pink box, your donuts boxed up in pink boxes. But that's the truth. Look it up. That is why donut boxes are pink.
I thought you were joking around about the, remember when I told you what happened to, what's his name, John Langkamp? I thought this was some kind of corny spinoff of that. I didn't know you were being serious at first. Well, that's entertaining.
Isn't that interesting? Now John Mellencamp's over in Cambodia, having donuts in pink boxes because of the Cambodian refugees in the early 1900s.
Well, he did make that song, Little Pink Houses.
Go into Andrews and quiz them next time and say, do you know why your boxes are pink?
Imagine that.
If you go to YouTube and Google donuts CBS Sunday morning, you'll get the 5-minute story on it. That's where I saw it.
I think that would be hilarious. What I think you should do. Go to that construction site, the Del Taco, and ask the workers. Tell them you have to go really bad and ask them if anyone's allowed to go in there.
Listen, I think on Memorial Day, I'm going to do a remote from the, I'm going to do the morning show from the porta potty over there.
Yeah, have you been in a porta potty?
Yeah, I've been in a porta potty.
Oh. Disgusting.
No. So, hey, listen, when you gotta go and you're out in an open area.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really think
I would ever want to be in one right there on 95.
Can you imagine sitting in that thing if you're working on the Del Taco? And those cars zooming
by.
Like,
that would be kind of embarrassing. I mean, I wouldn't want someone, would you like wave to traffic as you're getting in there? That would just be kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, who's in charge of porta potties here in town that could go out there and tell them to move that thing?
I don't know. I mean, I can't believe that it's still sitting there without after the big stink you've made about it. You had everybody on the bus rolling earlier. They were just laughing hysterically.
Well, because they know this is insane. This should not be happening. President Harding didn't run for president so we could put a porta potty in front of the mausoleum.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think you should go there and ask permission to use it.
Well, I told you, next time I go down to Wendy's, I'm just going to stop in the middle of the road, throw on the four ways, and get out and take care of business.
Well, while you're at Wendy's, ask them if you can order some broccoli rob.
Broccoli rob. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. All right, peace out.
Bye-bye. All right, am I right about the Cambodians' pink boxes, donuts?
Yeah.
See?
I just looked it up.
Because you thought I was telling a lie.
Well, no, why would I think you were lying about that?
I notice when I start talking, you Google, and like,
I
got to check
Google
on
stuff.
Him to make sure he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm sure Andrew would probably know, but I'm telling you, he had to order brown boxes.
Right,
they were out of pink.
But wouldn't that be isn't that the silliest thing you would ever wonder in your life? Why are donut boxes pink? And it all dates back to they were cheaper than white boxes for the Cambodians.
I don't know of any other place that uses pink boxes.
Oh, most donut shops that are not corporate donut shops do. Like when we had Fiddlesticks. And there was another donut shop there for a while, and, what other local donut shop? Oh, the donut shop at Indian Lake had pink boxes.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
I bought donuts and passed them out to the Cambodians.
No.
That were over there on the 4th of July. Phone lines are open 44 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. See, that type of stuff I love. That's the type of knowledge, because you go through life, and most people don't think about that. Why is a donut box pink? Why? Like, I think that's interesting that we don't know that, and there always is a reason behind this stuff.
Well, I mean, your mind would never shut down if you were thinking, well, why is this red, or why is that yellow?
No, but I mean uniform things like that. Like, why... Why do we put flowers on graves? Why is that a thing? Why flowers? Why pine trees at Christmas? Why are ornaments circular? So it all had to start somewhere, and now it's the same for everybody. That's what's interesting to me.
I guess... That's the difference between me and you. I just go with the flow and I don't question it, I guess.
Like a candy cane. It's a peppermint candy. Why is it in the shape of a cane?
Because it's a candy cane.
Yeah, but what does a cane have to do with Christmas?
So you can hang it.
Right, but somewhere along the line, that had to have been an idea of somebody's. And I'm sure there's some reasoning behind it. Like, why are beer signs neon? No other signs are usually neon. Why are beer signs neon?
I don't know.
I think that's interesting. Who came up with the stoplights? Why is red stop? Why is green go?
Because somebody played red light, green light when they were kids.
Why are doors... In businesses, glass. You know, you wouldn't want a glass door, you would think. Because you can break them. Why glass doors?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But
my mind does not work like your mind.
No, but it's interesting to me because somewhere along the line, one person did it, and now everybody does it. And that's, it's just the, why are radios in cars?
So you don't get bored.
Right, but somebody invented the radio, somebody invented the car. Why a radio in a car?
Why not?
Right, every car has one now. But why? Why was that put in there? It saved the radio during the days of television, but why was it? Why? Who came up with that idea? Now it'd be unthinkable not to have a radio in a car.
Yeah, that would be really boring.
Right. It's just stuff like that that has no rhyme or reason, but that we all accept now. Those are the questions of life that I think are interesting. A bit like old Washington crossing the Delaware and Lincoln shot at the Ford Theater and you know, those are big questions. Those are answerable. But it's the things like pink donut boxes and green meaning go and radios and cars. Those are the things we never talk about, but somewhere it had to start. Wrapping paper. Who came up with the idea of wrapping gifts in paper? Stockings. Why do we put stuff in a sock? Those were originally socks, I think.
And they just made them bigger?
I think so, but why? Why socks? Why not boxes? Why not bows? Why do we put bows on presents? Why hearts on Valentine's Day? Your heart doesn't do anything. It's your brain that falls in love with somebody, not your heart. So why do we associate Valentine's Day with the heart?
Yeah, but you know, you can die of a broken heart.
I don't know anything about that.
That's because you have that block.
There's some blockage there.
That block.
But it's not a broken heart. It's your mind.
It's your heart. Your heart breaks.
I don't think it does.
It breaks in half, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Only if you eat too much Del Taco. Then your heart might break in half, but that's not going to be... Anyway, phone lines are open. 49 minutes. Well, this night's blowing by. 49 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Who wants to get in on this scintillating conversation? There is no radio station. This is why, and this is why I love this radio station. Nobody else is talking about mausoleums and pink donut boxes and these things that really matter in life. That's the minutia in life that we really should be talking about. What do we care about, honestly? What are we going to do in Ohio about Ukraine? What are we going to do in Ohio about poor, you know, suicide? I mean, we can try our best, but really, we want to know the problems that we're dealing with here.
Right. Which May is the Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, and if you need help, go get help. For goodness sake, you know, I wish more people put suicide in the obituary, because it's not a disgrace if somebody in your family committed suicide. They were sick. It's just like any other disease. They were having problems. It's okay. We should not look on that in society in such a bad way.
Right.
That hurts people for life. They never get over that. There are so many suicide prevention groups because it's the family that has to deal with it.
Right. It's devastating.
Right, and we should not stigmatize it like that. That's why I don't like when people stigmatize depression. That's one of those words that still has a stigma around it because people don't understand it. So we got to destigmatize these words. We've destigmatized breast cancer. We've destigmatized Alzheimer's. We've destigmatized heart disease. But we can't do that with suicide or depression, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
We got to.
I wanted to give a shout-out to the Buckeye Express Car Wash because they are giving, they were doing free car washes, like the Supreme Car Wash is for all, it says Hospital Week, free washes for all hospital employees with an ID badge.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you went and got
it's
one.
It's through tomorrow.
There, if you work at the hospital, head out to Buckeye Express Car Wash. Where is that?
It's right here on 95, right beside
the porta potty.
Yeah,
right, right down from the porta potty, on the right.
Yeah.
In all your years, 41.
41.
On in Marion, Ohio, driving up and down 95. Have you ever seen a porta potty that close to the road? That's really what this is all about.
Yeah, but I don't know why you're not saying anything about Meijer. Meijer has their toilets out front.
No, they have them over on the side, hidden, behind gates.
what's in front of Meijer?
I don't know.
I seen a men and women's.
Where?
In front of the store.
Like where?
In front of the store.
Well, there's a lot of it, like in the parking lot?
No, just in front of the store. Did I see it wrong?
Like by the door?
In between.
In between the door and the what?
And the other door?
Well, that's not near the road. The parking lot's
No, but it's in the parking lot. But isn't that embarrassing to walk in front of the toilet, like in front of the store like that?
Well, why would you walk? I mean, you're going in either door. Why would you walk between the doors?
To go to the toilet.
Well, then you're probably not embarrassed. You're not going to hit that toilet.
You don't know.
Not going 35 miles an hour.
Well, I hope not.
I don't know. Just my opinion. If you've been thinking about calling in, we're approaching the end. 53 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw the men's and women's restroom right there out in front of the store.
Well, maybe their toilets are out.
Well, are they doing remodeling?
I don't know. They're doing something. They've got all this stuff over here on the side, all gated off.
See, I'm wondering if they're doing remodeling.
Well, that's a good thing, then, that they're doing.
Oh, yeah, Meijer's bathrooms really needed remodeled.
Well, no, but that's nice that they are providing a facility while they're doing that.
Well, I think they would have to.
Yeah, but that's not what's going on down there at the mausoleum or the Del Taco.
Well, they have to have a potty for the workers.
Right, but not in front of the mausoleum. Out back.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't put it out back. I mean, but it is on the Del Taco property.
Well, it's probably on the Del Taco property. I don't know where the property lines are drawn, but I don't think people gave it a whole lot of thought, to be honest. Did you know Norman Thomas was buried, or his house is downtown?
I don't know who that is.
Well, the socialist from Marion. And it's got a marker downtown.
Is he the one that had the ice cream social?
Yeah, the ice cream socials.
Yeah.
I did not well, that's a whole other thing to get into. That there's no time to get into that here, but it's a joke.
But I don't know who that guy is.
No, but I tell you what, more people know about Norman Thomas now in Marion, Ohio because of that 30-second joke than have ever known about Norman Thomas.
I just know it's a, he was an ice cream socialist.
No, he was not an ice cream socialist. He was a socialist. I can do the thing word for word. I've heard it 50,000 times. I say, hey, Charlie, did you know Bernie Sanders is a socialist? And Charlie says, yes, but did you know Marion was home of one of the first prominent socialists? And I go, oh, yes, Norman Thomas. And he goes, yes, but did you know Norman Thomas sold ice cream? And I said, he did? And he said, yes, he was the first ice cream socialist. Oh, comedy's crucial here on this station. Jeez. Oh, boy.
It's a rough night.
It's a good... Hey, listen, is that not a funny line? Come on. Are you laughing out there? 740-751-4038. I remember the day me and your dad taped those. He had never read through them. And there's outtakes somewhere of us taping those because we would get through them and we would hit a line and just start laughing. Because it's so insane.
I think Houston's looking at you like you're insane right now.
I don't know. Norman Thomas, the first ice cream socialist. You never heard of an ice cream social?
Of course. I've been to a lot of ice cream socials.
And do you know what a socialist is?
Not really.
A politician. Bernie Sanders, Norman Thomas. So we just took two words.
I don't get into politics.
Well, you know about Norman Thomas.
Well, I just know he was an ice cream socialist.
Ice cream socialist. Oh, what a great line. You know, we're coming
I
up.
I know a- that was a joke.
I know.
I think you don't think I.
No, I know you know it was a joke.
I mean, I don't know anything about socialists. I don't know anything about Norman Thomas or.
But you know the name. What I love. I don't. I think you know that it, all those are jokes. None of those are serious. But I think that it's funny because you know the name Norman Thomas because
well, I know
of,
the name, but I just don't
right,
know who he was.
People wouldn't give a flip-flop about Norman Thomas in this town right now, but they know because of that joke.
Yeah, they will think he was the ice cream socialist.
He don't care. His house is torn down. There's nothing
Where
left.
Where was his house?
Downtown Marion. They tore it down.
Oh.
Yeah. Put up a porta-potty down there.
Probably.
It looks nice. Aye, aye, aye. I tried to tell people about Harding's birthplace in Caledonia today, and all I told people was, there's a historic marker there. It's not, his house is not owned by the Historical Society, and I'm not telling you about the house. You just have to go drive by it.
And you can wave to me when you drive by.
I'm just saying, we got into a whole thing about the mausoleum and the porta potty, and I said there's a very similar situation going on over there at Harding's birthplace, but I'm not, you have to go drive by it for yourself.
Well, I mean,
Nan Britton's house is going to be on the market here.
It is on the market.
Oh, it's on the market.
Do you have over $200,000 to buy it?
Yeah, I can probably unload some stock.
Okay.
Hey, I can move right in next door to your mom.
Yeah.
Me and your mom will be neighbors. She'd love that.
She would. You'd go visit her all the time.
Coffee in the morning. And
yeah.
All those sort of things. We're out of time. My goodness. Did you know Norman Thomas sold ice cream?
You could buy the house next to mom, and I come over and bug you every morning when we're over there feeding the lambs.
Everybody have a great, great weekend, a great night. This has been fun and fine. For Angie Evers, Scott's...
You're listening to WWPH Radio, LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask.